The Atlanta streetcar is offering other cities a lesson in what not to do. In Washington, D.C., officials will keep its streetcar free for the next 4 years. That's because they saw what happened in Atlanta, where ridership plunged after our streetcar started charging $1. WABE's Tasneem Shama reports.
When he thinks of the Atlanta streetcar, Joseph Hacker says he thinks of sticky black molasses.
I'm sorry, that sounds terrible, but I mean, I can walk to those places faster than the streetcar, and I don't know how they, you know, justified getting the money for it.
He teaches transportation planning at Georgia State, and he says his own students, who are supposed to be among the target audience, don't use it. Atlanta started its $1 streetcar fee on January 1st, 2016. Over the next 3 months, ridership dropped by nearly half compared to the year before. Hacker says the Atlanta streetcar needs two things to justify its $1 fare: better destinations and more density. Terry Owens with the Washington, D.C. streetcar says that's why his agency will wait 4 years till it connects to two train stops.
We're trying to build ridership. So rather than implement a system that would be obsolete the day we brought it online, we thought we'd continue to build out the system to provide greater connectivity and then revisit the fare policy question.
Dan Bauer leads the city of Portland streetcar. He says the city has always charged passengers for one good reason. It moves people where they want to go, from their neighborhoods to major employment centers and schools.
For us, it's not really about trying to trick people into riding the streetcar because it's free. We're relying on the fact that we built a system that functions and works for people, and there's a cost for that.
Portland's system expanded 6 times since it launched in 2001, and it's now 16 miles long. The fare is $2. Here in Atlanta, a city spokesperson says the streetcar is just a first step towards building a network of transit options to move people around. But that's if the city can get the money. Tasneem Shama, WABE News.